get his huge opinion on Michigan's win over Rutgers. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider for the Huge Show, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. And Chris, I loved your honesty. Right after that ball game, what you said, yeah, there's no such thing as a bad win, but they didn't play well in that second half.
No, it was embarrassing, frankly, to get pummeled like they did. And there were a few reasons for it. That game could have been over at halftime, and they played like it was, so let's be honest. And then losing Josh Ross at linebacker in the second half was huge. When they started going read option offense of theirs at Rutgers, it was something that those young linebackers were not prepared for. Ross will play against Wisconsin, and that's going to be a big deal. But more than anything, they kind of went into a shell. And to not get a first down, Bill, until, what, like 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter or something like that. There's no excuse for that against a team like Rutgers or anybody else, frankly. So that does not bode well going into Wisconsin. I said there were some red flags. Now, it could just mean it was a bad half and these guys put it on cruise control because they played some good football in the non-conference season. But I also wrote before the game, I said this is when we're going to find out what Michigan's made of, and the tests against good coaches like Greg Schiano, like Paul Christ in Wisconsin. Everybody's looking at that Wisconsin game as a litmus test, and so am I. It's going to be very interesting to see how they respond.
I'm mildly surprised that Michigan is a road favorite, given the Badgers won in Madison, considering it's been, what, almost 20 years since they won at Madison. I guess that comes down to the fact that Michigan is ranked number 14, and also how bad Wisconsin looked in that second half in that loss to ND.
Yeah, really, and more in the fourth quarter. They were doing well until that kick return, and then you give up a special teams touchdown. You saw what happened in Nebraska, the same thing against Wisconsin. You're going to lose some momentum that way. And the one thing about it, though, I think they held Notre Dame to 9 yards rushing. They're first in the country, Bill. That's another thing. And I understand that Penn State and Notre Dame aren't running the ball extremely well. They didn't run the ball well against Wisconsin, but those are two teams with a lot of talent, and they manhandled them up front for the vast majority of it with their defense. They've got a great defense, number one in the country, 23 yards per game on average allowed, and that's something where Michigan in that second half, where they weren't moving anybody off the ball against Rutgers, and this is going to be a much bigger test. If Wisconsin can stop the run without having to stack the box like Rutgers did, because that's what it took for Rutgers, then Michigan's going to be in for a long day. If you have to put it on Cade McNamara's shoulders when you haven't really trusted him to throw the ball all that much, I thought he had a really nice first half with the exception of one pass, but you have not put him in positions where he's got to win the game with his arm, Bill. To me, that does not bode well going into that game. I know we'll talk about it later in the week, but I don't expect him to win that game, and it stuns me. I think Wisconsin opened as a 4-point favorite. It stuns me how much money is coming in on Michigan, because to me, they're a pretty hefty underdog in that game, no matter how Wisconsin's playing.
I think it comes down to the fact that Notre Dame was getting 6.5 against Wisconsin, and I blew them out. Yeah, you mentioned in that fourth quarter, and Michigan is ranked number 14, and a lot of people betting look at rankings, look at stats, look at the analytics, and it will line up on paper that Michigan should win that game, and -1 is basically just betting them to win, so we'll see what happens. We will break it down later in the week. Just wanted to get your thoughts. Loved your honest tweet, Chris, and we'll chat on Thursday or Friday and talk about Michigan at Wisconsin.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bill.